Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Matt Brown doesn't like Carolina's 2023 schedule because it's not fair. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The UNC head coach's big beef about the next football schedule that came out Monday is that the Tar Heels finished a new season with games at Clemson and NC State. What about having to beat the best to be the best, coach? Brown has said repeatedly that his program, quote, needs to take the next step after losing such opportunities against Notre Dame at home and Clemson in the ACC championship game. And here is his chance, perfectly positioned. The real problem with last season, after starting 9-1, the Heels could not beat Georgia Tech and State at home in games that went down to the last possessions. And there are several things Brown should like about the new slate. One, the Heels have 7 home games and will be favored to win all 7, ending with Senior Day against Duke in Week 11 on November 11. Two, they play lightweight Campbell in Week 10 before Duke in their first trip to Clemson since 2014 and the regular season finale at State. The Fighting Camels are no longer an FCS school, which have been all but banned from FBS schedules, but is still very much a warm-up game for the tough last 3 weeks against ACC contenders and returning bowl teams. Third, the season opener against South Carolina and Charlotte will be a high-profile national TV game with heralded quarterbacks Drake May and Spencer Rattler of the Gamecocks. That will be followed by App State's return visit to Chapel Hill, a home game against Big Ten also in Minnesota, and a trip to Pitt, where the Panthers have their 3rd starting quarterback in 3 years. UNC has a real chance to be 4-0 or 3-1 by the open date, after which come 3 straight home games against Syracuse, Miami, and Virginia, all underdogs under the Pines. Carolina goes to Georgia Tech, which has another new head coach, and should end 2 straight upset losses to the Jackets. Brown also said last season that, quote, next year is supposed to be our best team. If so, that means facing Clemson and State with quarterbacks who came on late last fall and will play opponents far better prepared for them this year. Besides the possibility to start 9-1 for the 2nd straight season, and undoubtedly May's last year before turning pro, what is unfair about another shot at becoming the program we all want it to be? They didn't do us any favors, Brown whined of the ACC. It's really difficult. We start tough and end with an unbelievably tough schedule. I'm disappointed. I told them I didn't like it. I didn't think it was fair. Get over it, coach, and get your team ready. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.